Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting live again. We are back here in the gymnasium on the campus of Lowell High School for game number 3 of the Lowell Quad here. We brought you earlier action as Red Arrows took down Otsego. They also won the first one against Swan Valley. So we are back here for game number 3 where the Red Arrows welcome in Richmond Gull Lake. So we appreciate you tuning in. I'm John Biedemann, joined by Jack Evelyn for tonight's broadcast. We appreciate you being here, Jack. Thank you.
Hey, I'm having a great time. This has been quite an experience for me. I have been enjoying great volleyball, and it's great to be not only here in the booth, but a fan of high school volleyball. It's been a great experience so far. Thanks for inviting me.
Red Arrows have gotten off, played well, I think, in the first two games, I think we could say. So done a nice job against some opponents here. So we welcome in Gull Lake. Gull Lake, I'm not sure how they've done today, full disclosure, but came in 8-8, going 1-7 in their first 8 matches, and now going 7-1 before they arrived here tonight. So I've been hot as of late. Done a nice job, coached by Coach Eric Bells. Looks like Red Arrows will take the serve in set one. Number 5, Gracie. Oh, should have practiced before I started, Jack. Gracie will be the libero, number 5. Number 4 is Schumann, Kennedy Schumann there. And then also number 10, Allie Bates, will be back in serve receive. You got a pronunciation there for me?
I do not. Oh, okay. I do not. I just noticed that the 3 back row players in the beginning for Lowell are all seniors, and having 4 seniors on the squad really sets a great tone for not only current but also the future of how strong this program has been, to have these guys stick with the program and being great members of it, great energy, just a fabulous group of young ladies.
Yeah, 4 seniors start here. We got Berger. And then we've got Annalise Clark, Natalie Cornell, and then Allison Smith in the front row. So Riley, Annalise, 4-year players here at the varsity level. Natalie's been up, and Allison have been up for 3. So then you've also got Lainey Bieneman as a junior, her 3rd year on varsity, and Ellery Bieneman, the freshman, middle. So nice mix here.
Two really good-looking daughters.
So Berger will serve. Overpass from Gull Lake. Bieneman goes cross court. Played up by Grace. Number 5, libero. Big swing from the middle. Number 12, Maddie Hansen, the junior, gets the kill. Gull Lake jumps out 0-1. So Gracie, I believe it's Corstange, but we'll go with Grace for now there. There's the libero for Gull Lake. So Clark up to the 10-foot line. Berger back set to Allison Smith. Bump set by the libero. Swing from the lefty on the opposite side. Picked up by the Red Arrows. Al Smith right side. Swing. Good dig by the libero again. Grace. Free ball over. Clark steps in. Right up to Berger. Berger's going to set Ellery Bieneman up the middle. Off the block. And they say kept it alive.
Wow.
And a fall. So kill there for Ellery Bieneman.
Great
one.
Great defense from Gull Lake. They got a couple balls that looked like impossible to get up. The last one, it didn't happen, but great effort.
Nice job. I think it's a great point about just the ball never hit the ground there.
Right.
They did a really nice job on all those. So Lily Evelyn stepped back to serve. Set up to the middle. Middle's going to tip it into the corner. Great placement there by Maddie Hansen. Looks like the Gull Lake Blue Devils like running it up the middle a little bit, too.
Yeah. They were maybe playing against your twin. They're strong, like the tip.
Number 14, Addie Waldorf will step back to serve, the freshman. Ball's up. Evelyn, beautiful pass up to Berger. Swing by Shadig off the hands of multiple Blue Devils, out of bounds. Beautiful pass, set, and kill there for the Red Arrows. 2-2. Tied up here early in set number 1 of game number 3 on the evening. Annalise Clark. Towns with libero back to serve. Ball over on 1 there for the Blue Devils. Swing up the middle. And big kill for Delaney Lowe. Goes off the hands of Molly Burkle. Number 2.
that middle keeps on working over and over and over again. It's even when they put a good block up, it's still successful.
3-2. Red Arrows take the first lead of the evening here in this match. Set up there, middle, kind of throws it over. Berger played up. Set there by Clark. Biedemann swings. Played by Burkle. Clark again, another great dig. Riley Berger tips it over. Swing there from the outside. Over to Shea Dig. Big swing cross court. Gets the kill.
Harper at any time could tip it over. She's been pounding that ball tonight, so anything she does is probably going to be effective.
Great arm swing there for Harper. Clark, ball is up on the serve. Pass up to Burkle. And unable to handle it cleanly there is Ellery Estes, the senior. Red Arrows will take the point.
That gets all set up by the hard serving, the great velocity that the servers from Lowell have been putting on the ball.
Going after the freshman, Waldorf on the first few serves. We'll see if Clark serves her again. And she does. Pass up. Tip over by Burkle. Smart play there just to get the side out. 5-3. Libero, number 5. Grace Korstange will step back to serve. Just out of bounds.
Yeah.
Tough serve there. Berger will check out. Cushion will check in. 6-3. Lainey Biedemann back to serve. Down ball from Gull Lake side. Out of bounds. Biedemann and Clark watch that one head out of bounds. 7-3. Biedemann, Clark, and Evelyn. Lily Evelyn in the back row. Cross court there. Over on one, big swing by Schoedig.
Back
and forth. Ball is ricocheting everywhere. Dumps it over by Schoedig. Richmond hits it there. Number 8. Ellery Estes gets the kill.
Wow. Go away, coming to play.
There was a pinball shot there. Bounced off the 3 Gull Lake ladies and went over. The lefty Bates into the net on that one. Allie Bates, the senior. Kind of a mirror image of what we saw, the opposite of what we saw in the first game. We got a lot of senior-heavy roster for Gull Lake.
Right.
So 8-4. Schoedig back to serve. She will serve it. Going left to right. Goes cross court. The Blue Devils get the tip off the block.
Right.
The Blue Devils have switched. They run a 6-2 setter situation also. Number 15, Alexis Crawford, is a freshman setter, steps in for the Blue Devils. So Burkle, the senior, along with Crawford. Beautiful pass up by Clark. Big swing up the middle. Freshman's going to pass it over there. Waldorf. Biedemann sets outside. Allison Smith tips it over. Great dig by the Blue Devils. Waldorf sends it over. Biedemann, back set. Cushion, swing, and right in the middle. Falls in front of Grace Korstange. And that will be a point for the Red Arrows.
Right. Lowell just kept on putting that pressure on, hitting it, changing it up, and finally found the middle of that court. Great job.
Kendall Schmucker back to serve. The freshman wearing number 1. She's going to go at the Blue Devils here. Jump serve. Quick over. Freshman setter sends it over. Biedemann digs it. Kendall steps in, but Cushion sends it long. 9-6.
They seem to be sending that ball over on 2 and tipping it over. It's been pretty effective. Good defense on that last play by Lowell.
Number 11, Howis serves it over. Cushion, a good tip on the tight set from Biedemann. Freshman, Waldorf, into the block. Blocked by a combination of Cushion and Ellery Biedemann. Biedemann's Laney passes that one up. Clark, long bump set. And Allison Smith puts it away.
She was very calm on that last hit. That was very graceful.
Riley Berger will check in. She will serve it here. We've got Korsnange, number four, Schumann. Schumann passes that ball up. Freshman setter there, Crawford, sends it to the other freshman. Great dig by Berger. Biedemann swing on the right side.
Ah.
Over the block, gets the kill. 11-6.
They're playing really, really well together, taking other people's roles. Setter was a back row on that last one, so that was great playing.
Berger serves it. Crawford over to Waldorf. I'm not sure that one went over. Yep, down official. R2 says that was four.
Good call.
12-6. Berger serves. Red Arrows have stretched the lead to six here. Little floater right on the 10-foot line, played by the Blue Devils. Crawford sends it. A couple of Blue Devils ran into each other. Number 10. Ball goes down. Bates looks injured here. She might have got caught in the eye or the mouth. I'm not sure. Looks like an eye. 13-6. Making sure the eyes are right there. Official's going to take some time. Give her a second. Right move there. Wouldn't be surprised we serve her. I'm not going to see. We'll see what the call is there. Berger steps. Goes. Oh, drops it right in the middle. Fell off the table.
Yeah, that's great. She's been serving it really strong at that back line, and then she just floated that one right over and didn't have a chance.
Pulls the string. Falls in the middle. So Berger back to serve again. This time played up by the up, one of the up players there. Crawford sets 16. Hergott. Al Smith, big swing there, played by Korsnange. Little scramble there. And, yep, the right call there. The middle and the setter got tangled up. The middle ended up in the net. And down official was on that. 15-6. Red Arrows have really stretched it out here. Berger's seventh serve in a row. Free ball coming over here from the Blue Devils. Ellery Beeman steps in. Berger about 9 feet off the net to Allison Smith. She tips it over. Tip over by Crawford, the setter. Clark to Beeman off the net. Scramble play. Roll shot there. Berger up to Clark, 10-foot line. She's going to set, bump set. Smith and just unable to get it. They're a little bit off the net there. Would have liked to have seen that ball maybe a little tighter, but in the net, unable to keep it alive.
Gull Lake looks like they're starting to come back.
So Merkel will step in. Beeman pass over to Berger. Berger's going to back set Smith. And into the block there. Big block by number 12, Maddie Hansen. 15-8. I misspoke earlier. Now that I see the rotation from Gull Lake, looking like they're running a 5-2. So the Beeman pass up. Cornell's going to step in. Beeman's going to bump it over. Scramble there from, and then call the double. Kind of an ugly scramble there from the Red Arrows, but the Gull Lake tries to set it over and gets called in the double. So talked briefly about that the first broadcast, about that change in rule. Double no longer gets called on your side of the net as long as your teammate is the next to play it. Sends it over there. And Lily Evelyn will step in with the Red Arrows leading by 8. Pass up, Merkel sets outside, Bates swings and sends it long. 17-8. I mentioned that 5-2, so the Gull Lake's running two setters. One's playing the back row, one's playing the front row. Clark's going to play the front row, so I'm sure. Korsnange up. Oh, doesn't get over.
Yeah.
Middle tries to attack that one off the tape there, didn't get over.
They did not get over.
18-8. Red Arrows pulling away here a little bit. Started a little back and forth early on, but after Berger served 7 in a row, we'll see if Lily can serve 7 in a row here. Have a duplicate of the Coopersville event. And Gull Lake sends it over and lands right on it. Couldn't have been in by much. Must have nicked the line, but
it did.
set it over there, did the Blue Devils, and 18-9. Number 16, Abby Hergott, the junior, jump serve. Tough serve. Good job by
Ethan. Strong serve.
Gets it up. Berger. Berger to Shadig. Shadig roll over the top. Goes right at Hergott. And that ball will fall. Middles will swap for the Red Arrows.
She must be good in geometry. That was a great angle. She's been doing that all night.
Really nice. They've played angles and chosen their shots. Really mixed it up, I thought, well over the matches here tonight.
Yeah.
Great serve there from the Red Arrows. Look, kind of a throw there from Bates. Berger is going to set out to Shadig. Shadig this time goes down the line, mixes it up, and Merkel's unable to handle that one cleanly.
Back in the day, that was not allowed, but now it's a very common thing, and it's a very effective, when you throw that ball, if you will, it's a very effective way to get points. And
you got to, I think you got to get it out in front. As soon as it gets back a little bit, they'll call the throw, but as long as you get it out in front, they'll allow that. Dump over there from Merkel and caught. The Red Arrows on the heels.
I bet you half the points have become on tips tonight from Gull Lake. They use that very effectively as a strategy.
So, libero back to serve. Clark up to Berger. She's going to set low up the middle. Great play by Hergott and
net. I think they called 10 in the net.
21-10. No, I think you talk about those points. I think between dumps and her own errors, that's accounted for most of those 10 points.
Right.
I think. I can't think there's been a couple of kills, but not outside of the dumps, like from the setter position. Laney steps back to serve, serves that one long. Too much on that one. Tries to go at it strong. 21-11. Crawford will check in, the freshman setter, to play the front row here as Merkel, the senior, checks out. Or Burkle, excuse me, Burkle. Biedemann, jump set up to Delaney Lowe, big kill up the middle.
Almost impossible to stop that when it's going like it is. I would set that young lady three more times. She's doing a great job, Delaney, number 6.
Shady will step back to serve. Liv Vanderwerf checked in for Berger, I believe. Korstange up to Crawford. Swing there and into the block. Red Arrows unable to keep it on the Blue Devil side. Got hands on it, but just fell in front. Natalie Cornell will check in for Shadig. Go back into the serve-receive position. And number 5, Kennedy Schumann. The junior back for the Blue Devils. Serves up. Cornell up to Beeman. Beeman's going to back set Vanderwerf. Vanderwerf tips it over the middle. Good dig by the Blue Devils. Send it back out. Good block from the Red Arrows. Combination of Vanderwerf and Lowe. She tips it over. Vanderwerf plays it. Beeman's going to set Allison Smith. Goes down the line. Played up by Bates. Crawford out to the outside. Good dig by Annalise Clark. Roll shot by Allison Smith. For the kill.
She went right back to it, and it worked. That was really good strategy.
Great change of pace. Another one of those things that we've done well tonight.
Right.
You talked about Harper's done it really well. I think a couple of big swings, and then comes with a little change of pace. Freshman Kendall Schmucker checks in.
The thing that Lowell does really, really well is ball control off of not in systems, and they can everybody can set on the team, everybody can pass on the team, and looks like everybody can hit on the team, so really effective coaching.
Pass up to Beeneman off the serve receive. Vanderwerf swing goes cross court. Bates up to Crawford on the Gull Lake side.
Oh, great block,
and it falls down on the Otsego side. So Ellery Beeneman and Liv Vanderwerf combine for that one. Liv Vanderwerf will head back to serve
right.
With the Red Arrows leading 24-13. Jump serve. Blue Devils with a little bit of scramble to play it. Smith to Laney Beeneman, up to Ellery Beeneman. Sends it over. Tip over into the corner by number 12, Maddie Hansen. You know, we saw her early. They really tried to get her the ball early on. I just haven't been able to get that working again here in the last two-thirds of the match. So 24-14, Vanderwerf, Schmucker, and Cornell back in serve receive. Cornell up to Bieneman. Bieneman's going to back set. Eller, Bieneman runs a slide there, tips it over, a little tight. Crawford back to Bates. Bates, big swing off the block. And smart move by number four, Kennedy Schumann. She sends it over on one right into the middle as the Red Arrows kind of scramble. 24-15.
When you do something like that, it's like a running quarterback. You just don't expect it, and it's always a big play, it seems.
Serve is up from the Blue Devils. Schmucker, good pass up to Bieneman. To Laney, Ellery pips it over. And I think they're going to call lift,
yep.
Net, under. There are probably about three things they could have called there. So 25-15. Red Arrows take set number one. Thanks again for tuning in, Jack. Another good set from the Red Arrows.
They're playing well. They're free. They nothing's constricted them as far as attitudes. They're communicating really well. They're strong in all facets of the game. I'm really impressed with the defense. It doesn't matter where the ball's going. Someone's going for it. The Gold Lake did an incredible job of tipping. When you have an aggressive team like Lowell, sometimes that tip really does work because they're used to getting the other team pounding on it. So they, a little back on their heels, it'll be interesting to see if Lowell makes an adjustment for this second set. So we'll see how they respond.
I think overall on the night, obviously we've had the good fortune to broadcast the last game and this game, but even the first game that wasn't, the Red Arrows have done an outstanding job of mixing things up. I mean, you talk about everybody's kind of a contributor, and we've seen, you know, again, I kind of joked earlier, it looks like there's 30 people on the bench. I mean, you got four of the varsity coaches, you got the JV and the freshman coach,
right.
You got Allie Hollerin, who I guess is listed as the manager. I always kind of cast her as the team hype girl. She's doing great things. And you got, four of the we'll call them future Red Arrows.
Right. Well, they're ball girls / assistant managers /
yeah.
They just feel a part of the team. And that's what Jordan does. He invites people that really are serious about the game and want to play the game and want to really have a love for the game. And with that kind of combination with good coaching and somebody has the love of the game, it really doesn't matter their physical traits or attributes. It's the love, it's the desire, it's what, you know, what's in you. So that's always fun to see it grow, and then you get a lot of what you see right now at halftime. Kids are dancing, they're having fun, they're part of a successful team, and everything they're doing is working positives. And the wins might not always come, but thinking they can win, walking into any gym is just a wonderful feeling to give any young person. It's just a wonderful thing, and if you can do that, you should be a part of it. It's an honor to play for Lowell volleyball. I don't know if that was always the case, but it is certainly today in today's time.
Yeah, I it's so true. We don't probably talk about it enough. I mean, it is an honor to play on team sports and good team sports and positive team sports.
Right.
And athletics are intended. I think the good people intended to be kind of the vehicle to get your kid to a successful adulthood or a successful experience.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You've done that through the year. I mean, obviously, your kids played a lot of sports and involved and.
Lowell, if you talked to each of these young ladies individually, you would talk to a confident, a strong, a great student. I mean, you would find all the attributes that you want in a child, you would find on this Lowell. And you got to give it to Jordan and the coaching staff. They preach that stuff. You're expected to do well in school. You're expected to do well on the court. You're expected to try. And when you don't, you perhaps get chastised in ways you don't like, but certainly their expectations it's easier to live up to expectations when the expectations are there.
Red Arrows come out.
There you go.
And actually kind of a cool such Berger when we don't have the serve, we come out what would be called rotation six, which is actually backed up rotation.
Right.
So Berger's setting,
right,
but actually from the front row position. So she's able to go up on that joust and win that one on the overpass.
Right.
So great job by Riley there. She'll step back to serve and aces the freshman. Waldorf there. Red Arrows jump out to a 2-0 lead. Here, Red Arrows lead here in this third game of this quad. Biedemann goes up, tools the block, able to be dug by Gull Lake. Clark up to Berger. Berger's going to set Ellery Biedemann up the middle. And off Burkle's outstretched arms. Again, I give Gull Lake a lot of credit. They get their hand, they make contact with a lot of the balls.
I just want to say something about Addie from Gull Lake. She has no idea how good she's going to be when she's a senior. It's just a freshman. It's very hard. There he goes. Oh, there's a carry. But that was a good play.
Riley Berger makes on the dump there. She gets over and make plays, but Ellery just a quick reaction ended up as a lift there.
Right. She got her hand on the ball, though.
Quick reactions. Addie Waldorf back, the freshman to serve. Tough serve.
Yeah.
Cornell able to get it up. Biedemann's going to swing from the outside position. Waldorf up to Burkle, back to the outside tip. Kind of a mishit of sorts. Kind of took a little bit off of that as the ball was kind of over top of Estes's head and gets the kill.
Right.
Sometimes those change of speed's a big deal, even on maybe a slight mishit of sorts. Waldorf, another tough serve.
Ooh,
just sends it long. Right. Cornell came up with a big smile on her face as she kind of wanted to play it, but recognized that ball was a little high and coming pretty quick.
Yeah.
So Lily Evelyn will check in. She will serve. Play the back row. Goes cross court to Waldorf. Overpass. Biedemann goes up. Kind of mishits the attempt on the overpass. Clark set. Shadig swing. Tools the block. Played by Evelyn. Back set. Long back slap by Berger to Biedemann. That's a tough play. Berger just back set that ball about
it was wonderful.
18 feet.
Right.
A great back set there. That is a tough ball for a setter to turn around and do that. Shoe being tied here quick on the Gull Lake side.
One of the great things about volleyball, it teaches quick decisions. You got to make a quick decisions, and you don't have a lot of time to think about it. And then you got to trust yourself.
And
ace by Evelyn.
Lily Evelyn.
Wow.
You've heard of her before. She gets out there and gets the ace.
Yeah, she does.
Hopefully she's got some deal with her grandparents about buying them from something for every ace. I don't know. I hope so. I'm
going to
advocate for it. If not.
There she is, sliding underneath the net.
Sliding, trying to get to that one. So after she served, she ran about all the way to the net. She ran about 35, 40 feet to go get that ball.
Right.
So 6-3. Red Arrows lead here as Grace Korstan steps back. Beautiful pass up to Berger by Evelyn. Biedemann tips it over into the front corner. Timing was off a little bit there on the quick. Oh, beautiful pancake by Barkle on the Gull Lake side. Ellery tips. Oh, tries to tip it over and missed that one.
Yeah.
Had so many good middles up there in that one. Timing is kind of off the last couple. Yeah. But
Ellery doesn't realize how good she's going to be when she's a senior. Just like 14 over there, Addie. They're both going to be fabulous players as they get older. This is such a good experience for them.
It's always fun to watch when you see teams and you see those younger kids. And we've got it with some freshmen and some sophomores who don't look from a there's no skill gap, right? Like they fit right in with the seniors and the juniors, and it makes it fun to watch. So Clark to serve. Tough back set by Burkle there. Great job by Berger stepping in. Clark's going to bump set. Laney Biedemann swings into the block, tools the block, gets the kill. 8-4.
Being left-handed has got to be just a wonderful thing to be in a volleyball court because it is so distracting, and she's so strong. So it's a great lethal combination.
Clark to serve. Pass up to Burkle. And run a little misdirection from Gull Lake there. Low hits it. Played by Gull Lake. Into the net. Yeah. I don't think that one would have gone over anyway.
Right.
A little back and forth with the officials there, and looks like they're in agreement on no contact, or at least that it went back. So Red Arrows lead 9-4. Clark. Her third set, third serve in a row. Tough serve there towards Estes. Estes right into the block. And looks like Lainey Beaneman gets that block on that one.
Judging from her smile, she did.
Looked like the crown was being placed by a couple people there.
There you go.
It's fun when that ball goes down quick. So, tough scramble there, but a good job by Annalise Clark to play that. Beaneman up to Evelyn. She's going to set, bump set. Shadig goes cross court. Waldorf bumps, and there's a scramble on the Gull Lake side. Tough ball from Delaney there. She had to reach way back.
Right idea.
And try to put it in that corner, and it was the right idea.
No one was there.
That's an athletic play to be able to reach back and get that thing. That's a tough jump serve. Clark, beautiful pass up to Berger. Berger up to low swing this time off the block.
There you
gets
go.
The kill. Off the block attempt by Crawford, the freshman, the other freshman there that gets a lot of reps here for Gull Lake. 11-5. Berger will check out. Emily Cushion will check in, and Lainey Beaneman back to serve. Cross court towards Bates, unable to handle it. I have to think about that serve. I like that from one corner to another corner.
Right.
There's an angle there
right.
that is tough to. I mean, you.
And if you miss it by a little, it's going to shank like we just saw off to the side.
This time, Korstange plays at the libero. Golleg goes over on one. Beaneman sets to low swing into the block and gets blocked a little bit off the net there on that one. 12-6. Schumann checks in. Estes checks out. Schumann will step back to serve. Schumann, Bates, and Korstange in the back row. Evelyn up. Beaneman's going to dig it out of the net.
Oh, nice. Oh. A little too tight on that.
A little tight.
Pass.
Couldn't tell if that was the ball or hand. Looks like official had a good look at it.
Yeah. I think her foot went under.
Mm. Yeah. 12-7. Schumann. Good pass by Clark up to Beaneman. Beaneman's going to back set. Swing by Shadig. Over on one. Back over by one from Richmond. Beaneman's going to back set Shadig again. She's going to tip it over this time. Crawford set up in the middle. Waldorf. Roll a shot over top of the block. The freshman to a freshman. Nice connection. If you're a Richmond Gull Lake fan, I think you'll see that for another three, four years.
They're going to bring it back to the glory. Gull Lake was just a fabulous volleyball mecca several years ago.
Beaneman sets up Cushion. Great swing by Cushion outside. And Delaney Lowe goes up and wins the joust at the net.
Great reaction by Delaney.
The sophomore, Harper Shadig, will step back to serve. Front row, Allison Smith, Emily Cushion, and Delaney Lowe. Bates struggles that one a little bit. Crawford has to bump set it over, and Waldorf into the net. Long bump set from Crawford on that one. A lot of time to think about that ball before you jump to get it. 14-8. Shadig's third in a row into the net. 14-9. Red Arrows lead by 5 here in game number 3. The Lowell Quad, as it appears in the schedule. Red Arrows have beaten Swan Lake. Delaney Lowe with a good kill there.
Delaney's having quite a couple matches. This is awesome.
Red Arrows took down Otsego in the previous match, and they lead here 1-0 in the third. So, first real home volleyball action of the year outside of some scrimmages early on in the season. Schmucker serves. Waldorf sends it long. Oh. Just outside the line there, 16-9. Red Arrows come off of a good weekend of volleyball over in Pontiac.
Right.
Played some tough teams.
It was a team event, right?
That was. It was the Program Cup, which is a fun event. So Schmucker serves it. Course to Ange, bump set over to Waldorf in the back row. Roll shot by great play by Cushion. Beeman steps in, bump set backward to Allison Smith. And gets the kill. And Gull Lake's in the net, 17-9.
Yeah, there were 16 teams in that tournament this past week. And they did. They came in third overall? Is that
third overall, yeah. So 16 programs, 16 varsities, 16 JVs, 16 freshmen. Varsity ended up in fifth because the way it shook out, we had a tough draw there against the fifth-ranked team in Division One,
right.
Utica Eisenhower.
Right.
And then the JV and the freshmen both ended up in third, so they do a whole point, break it all down, which meant that we ended up in third. So good showing against some tough competition. Marion was there, Perennial State Power. Eisenhower, Dexter's tough, South Lion East.
Lowell's tough.
Yeah, so it was a good good group of teams at that Program Cup. It's fun to walk around and watch the other levels.
Right.
It's always somebody playing, so fun event there that the Red Arrows participated in last weekend. This weekend they are off and then back in conference action next week. I believe Cedar Springs, I think.
At Cedar Springs or here
no,
at home?
You're asking the tough questions. Yeah, come on, man. I wasn't prepared.
Nice out.
Rolled out by Cornell. Beeman's going to back set to the right corner there. Smith. Smith tips it over. Corsange bump set to Waldorf. Waldorf sets it over. Beeman sets it over. Beeman goes over on one of the bump set. A bump pass, and then the eager Gull Lake team sends it out of bounds with a big swing.
They're giving some of the medicine back with these tips.
18-9, Kendall Schmucker continues to serve. Pass up to Crawford. Crawford sends it up to Hansen. Beeman back to Cushion. Cushion off the block. Beeman got a hand on. Cornell was looking to get a foot on it, but it goes out of bounds. 18-10. Schmucker goes on a nice run, serving five in a row there. The freshman. Burkle will check in. Molly Burkle is the senior setter. Smith on the serve receive and just comes off a little flat. Unable to run it down is the setter, Lainey Bieneman. So that will fall 11-18. Or excuse me, 18-11. And you're going to ask me those tough questions about home and away.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
Well, it's 11. You actually said 11-18. 11-18. So you don't have to correct yourself when you're right.
That's all right. Just doing the best I can, I guess.
I know.
So Liv Vanderwerf will check in for Lainey Bieneman. Riley Berger will check in for Emily Cushion. Front row will be Smith, Ellery Bieneman, and Liv Vanderwerf. And let's see, looks like we had an in the net call there. Looks like Red Arrows were in the net, so 19-12.
Looks like you have the four seniors out there right now. Yes.
Yep, four seniors.
That's awesome.
Junior and a freshman. Cornell, beautiful pass up to Berger. Sets up the middle of Ellery Bieneman. Goes cross court. Off the Waldorf. Kill for Ellery.
It's good to see people smile.
A lot of fun over there from the Red Arrow bench. We made it partway through, but we got the 30 people on the bench. We got the players. We got Josh Walters, who plays on our boys team.
Oh, I wonder where he came from.
Two-time state champ, Josh Walters.
Yeah.
And then we've got the four ball girls / managers / future Red Arrows.
Yeah.
Good serve over. Ellery Beeman's going to bump set up or bump pass up to Berger. Swing by Bieneman off the block. Back over to Shadig, swing, and Burkle doesn't have a chance. She even kind of waves it off like, I didn't think I was going to get it anyway. 21-12, Red Arrows lead by nine.
That was an awesome display of calmness. They could have tipped it over on the first, second, but they decided to bump, set, and then hit it down, and it was very effective. That's a very hard thing to do that tight to the net.
Lily Evelyn to serve. Waldorf plays it up. Burkle, big swing up the middle there from number seven. Crosley, her first attack attempt tonight into the net. 22-12. Lily will continue to serve. Made reference multiple times now. She's put on some runs here in the last week and a half of volleyball serving. And she gets the ace on that one. Unable to handle it cleanly. Ricochets around the Gull Lake side. 23-12. Lily serves it towards Waldorf. She is up to Burkle. Swing there off the block. Great job by Evelyn getting a hand on that ball off the block. Tries to punch it back towards the Red Arrow side, but heads out of bounds. 23-13. Corsange serves it to Shadig. Shadig, bump set there by Berger. Back to Shadig. And Harper.
Harper. Good job.
She's had numerous hits tonight where there's some velocity on that ball. So Schmucker will check out. Delaney Lowe will check in. Ellery Bieneman will step back to serve. Serves it over. Towards close, excuse me, towards Gull Lake and out of bounds. Rose take the victory, 25-13.
The serving was so good tonight from Lowell. They just put it where they wanted to at any moment, and it's really hard to set up an offense when you're chasing the first pass.
Overall tonight, I think the Red Arrows really played some complete game at times. I mean, I think they passed well. They mix things up well, change speeds on some hits, the different placements on some things. Really nice job, I thought.
Really nice job, and just joyful to watch them play. They're joyful. The fans are appreciating how good they're playing, and it's good to see Jordan being so tall but smiling after end of three games. That's awesome because it's just a very competitive from where my children played, they're in their 40s now, to where they are now. It would be very hard for my girls to beat, you know, even a Lowell team, because the play is just so much better. It's just so much better. You know, if I told them that, they go, "Dad, you got to be kidding me." But I really believe that this volleyball is so much better than when our kids were playing. So it's just so much harder to go on to the next level, because everybody loves this game, and you know, when you know it's a good game, when you turn to SportsCenter and you go to the app and the top 25 volleyball scores are listed, and that never happened. That wasn't even a part of the program. So
you know, we talked briefly about it in the first game about just the growth of volleyball, and it's so true now. I mean, ESPN's broadcasting it, right? I mean, it's now the evolution of volleyball. We can talk 25 years, but we can also talk about probably in the last 6, 7, 8.
Right.
The athleticism and all the things that go along with it. The level of play, it's really impressive to see what the growth of volleyball and women's sports has happened here. So a great job from the Red Arrows. Again, Mr. Ekman, we appreciate all your work with Lowell Radio. We appreciate everybody tuning in. The Red Arrows bring home 3 victories tonight. So, Jack, thanks for being here tonight.
It was a lot of fun. For the first time, this is a great chair, great view, great working with you. I appreciate you asking me.
Well, we hope to have you back. So, again, for John Beeman, Jack Evelyn, Al Ekman, thank you for tuning in. Go Red Arrows.